Welcome to CSR, Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Lila
and Raina.
On March 24th, 2018, our school hosted the Chickering Elementary School Mardi Gras Auction. These kinds of auctions happen every other year. To get more information about this auction, we talked to Mrs. Gemelli, who directs the Chickering School Auction Committee. We hope you enjoy our chat with Mrs. Gemelli.
Wondered how she and the committee came up with the Mardi Gras theme. She replied,
"Well, the committee wanted to choose a theme that would be festive, fun, and also casual, because the parents who are going to come out to the event don't want to have to stress out about getting a fancy dress or your dad's putting on a suit and tie. So we wanted to come up with a theme that would be fun. And Mardi Gras, which is an annual event in New Orleans, is a very festive and fun event that really, I think, makes people think of music and parties and parades and lots of colors. So it also, the date of our event was close to the Mardi Gras. So that's how we came up with the theme.
Parents came home that got us thinking of how the committee transformed our school from a lobby to street like fun. Mrs. Gemelli shared,
"Well, we stayed with a color scheme of purple, bright purples, gold, and green, which are very traditional Mardi Gras colors. You'll see them in the beads and masks and feathers and all sorts of decorations. So we had that all. We had beads strewn everywhere and lots of festive masks, which I'll show you some pictures. The centerpieces were all very colorful with feathers and purple, greens, and golds, very sparkly. We have an art design specialist on our committee, Mrs. Lutazzi, and she is an amazing artist, and she created some really fun posters that we had up, and we also got some other banners, and in the entryway to the cafeteria, we had strung, long beads so that you had to enter the event. We had tables with fancy black tablecloths on them, and in the windows we had big silhouettes of Dixieland jazz players so that as your parents walked into the school they could see that. We also had very special lamp posts that looked very similar to New Orleans, the French Quarter, on Bourbon Street, which is a famous street. So we had these signs made. This is a replica of the street signs in New Orleans. So we had them with family names up all along in the school, too.
We thought about how maybe all the activities went right. We were curious to know if something went wrong. Mrs. Gemelli informed us.
Fortunately, yes. It went really well. We were very happy with the results. One thing that concerned us is the attendance. The amount of people that came to the auction was less than the auction prior. We had 170 people that came to the event. The last time there were 261. So we were concerned that maybe we wouldn't raise as much money. But the good news is we did. We, even though less people came, we raised our goal of funds. So it went as planned. So that was thanks to all the generous donations from the parents, bidding on auction items and donating money. So it was really, nothing was too much of a surprise for us.
When our parents told us about all the fun, we didn't know if there was something the auction committee didn't do that they wished they had done. She explained,
"You know, one thing that we thought about afterwards is that we didn't offer the option of people bidding on auction items online. As I mentioned, that we didn't have as big an attendance, and one of the reasons is because it was earlier in the year and it was still during the ski season. So a lot of people couldn't make it. But if we had online bidding, they could have participated even though they couldn't come. So that's something we thought about that we maybe should have considered doing this year. But otherwise, we feel like it was a great success and all the parents really came together to support it."
not doing something for the auction. Is there another recommendation for the next auction committee? She relayed.
As I just mentioned, allowing online bidding. And the other thing is, you know, we have the raffle that happens at the same time for the art projects and the classroom parties and things. And we're thinking it would be easier for the parents to do that online, too, with a credit card, because that's the way people function nowadays. Everybody loves it. It's easy and quick to buy things online. So we might get a bigger response if we did that. The second thing we'd recommend is to stay with a theme that's fun and casual, because everyone really enjoyed that. And the third recommendation would be, what we found was interesting is, do you know what a live auction is? Okay, so the items that were most popular were the experience items, like the escorted ride with the chief of police to school, or a new item this year was from the fire department that one child gets to lead the next fire drill and pull the fire alarm and direct people, and a backyard barbecue. So those were very popular and raised a lot of money. So we'd recommend those kind of items rather than fancy trips or things like that for the adults. I think parents want to get things for you guys to experience. So that's what we're going to recommend.
As we kept thinking, we wondered if she had a favorite costume and why that was her favorite costume. Mrs. Gemelli stated,
okay, there were a lot of cool costumes. People wore some really cool Mardi Gras hats, you know, like a jester hat with bells on the ends and masks and lots of colorful beads. There was one guy I thought was cool. He had a necklace, but the beads were like this big, and a big hat. That was really cool. But my favorite costume was worn by Mrs. Slosby, who she had a very unique, original costume that belonged to her dad. And her...
My big daddy.
Yes. He's from Mobile, Alabama, which you know. And that's the original... where Mardi Gras originated. And he is still in a crew, and he does parades. So Mrs. Slosby told me that she was just there for his crew's 150th anniversary, which was very special. So when she came in, she had a gorgeous yellow background, but this costume that was a candy?
Mm-hmm. Candyman.
The Candyman. And it was really ornate with a hat and these embroidered candy on it. So it was really cool. And it had a very special story behind it. So she laughed and said, people didn't believe her that she just had this lying around the house, but she did, because she has lots of costumes that she played with when she was a kid and gets a lot of good use out of them. So that was, without question, my favorite costume of the night.
Melly helped us understand what the Mardi Gras auction was really about. One of our favorite parts of learning was how she showed us photographs of how they decorated the school. We also found the costumes very interesting. As well as costumes, we adored the masks lying around, signs saying, "No need to ask, please take a mask," that anyone could grab. We loved to learn about this, and we thank Mrs. Gemelli for teaching us about the auction.
As our parents got home from the Mardi Gras auction, we had some questions in mind. We asked them some questions with the different answers and similar answers of this topic. Here are our moms, Mrs. Patel and Mrs. Slosby.
As one of our parents won raffle, we started wondering what the parents' favorite part about raffle was. Our parents explained.
Well, I thought the individual classroom raffles were the best. I thought the teachers did an amazing job coordinating such fun events for the kids.
We won. Our name was selected to have a painting party with the fourth grade teachers. I thought that was really exciting to walk into the auction and see right away that we had won a prize.
We were very curious to know if there were less adults than previous years and wondered if our parents could tell. Our parents articulated.
Yes.
I think we had a slightly smaller crowd because of ski season, but it was still great to see some new faces.
We have an auction every other year, and so it was 2 years ago, so it's a little hard to remember, but the cafeteria was full and everyone was having a good time, so I'd say it's about the same.
Like Mrs. Gemelli, our parents spotted different types of costumes, and we queried if they saw alike and different costumes. They replied.
We saw a lot of Mardi Gras masks and sequences.
People wore jeans and sneakers and a lot of Mardi Gras beads, like they were going to parade. Some people dressed up a little fancier, like they were going to a Mardi Gras party. A couple people did have on costumes.
We thought about the previous question. We wondered what our parents' favorite costumes were. Our parents exclaimed,
basically anyone with beads gets my vote.
It was my dad's. And my dad is in an actual Mardi Gras crew, and so it's a costume he wore years ago that I have, and I wore it, and I just thought it was a lot of fun and neat to have a real, authentic parade costume to wear. So I felt lucky.
As we were stuck thinking about what their favorite activity was at the auction, our parents shared.
I thought the live auction, hands down, was the best. We managed to raise great funds for such a terrific cause.
Very fast, but the auctioneer was a lot of fun and he got people really excited to bid on items to help raise money for Chickering to support our kids and the faculty and staff there.
Our parents were very informative and we love to have them tell us about the Mardi Gras auction by their point of view. Our favorite part about interviewing them was how they told us the different types of costumes. We loved having them tell us Mrs. Slosby's costume was a favorite. Thank you, Mrs. Slosby and Mrs. Patel, for joining us.